The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off our number two, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Chris, you've got a story that I definitely want to get into a little bit later about the Family Research Council saying something about somebody has Stockholm Syndrome, maybe, because people do stuff that they disagree with. By golly, would you believe that somebody does something that somebody disagrees with?
No.
That obviously, if you do something that somebody disagrees with, that's Stockholm Syndrome, according to some people. We'll get into that story. And I've got a very interesting story that we'll get into about a sports commentator wearing a shirt that wound up getting some people's jimmies rustled a little bit. I'll tell you about that, plus your calls. We've got Bill calling in from South America, I believe. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Ooh.
All right, wow. Or you can just drop the line. That also works.
That hurt my ears, by the way, whatever that was.
That was a clicking noise from the phone being dropped. So the story that I have comes from rawstory.com. Sports journalist Bomani Jones got Twitter buzzing on Thursday after he appeared on ESPN wearing a shirt with the word Caucasians in the style of the Cleveland Indians logo. A viewer who, presumably a viewer, but one tweeter posted on Twitter, this person is named Jimmy. He put, "I don't blame Bomani for being a disgrace. I blame ESPN for allowing it. At Bomani_Jones, who hurt you? I'm serious. I don't want people in pain."
Okay, and you failed to mention, I just Googled Bomani Jones is a black man.
Bomani's a black man.
All right, so he's getting away with it. Because I thought this is one of them old...
No, he's not getting away with it. There's people that are all up in arms about it.
Oh, he's getting away with it. What if it was Madden?
Getting away with
One of his football...
He wore a T-shirt.
Let me go through here. Many, however, expressed support for the shirt, and others wanted to know where they could buy one. Bomani Jones later explained to ESPN host Molly Quirum that he chose the shirt, quote unquote, because it was clean. He said, and the other thing is, I think it's funny. It's just like the Cleveland Indians shirt, exactly the same as the Cleveland Indians shirt, with just one small change. That's it. And actually, I would have to say that there are two small changes.
Three changes. What's that dollar sign all about? Go ahead. And so you got this. I'm taking it. This picture looks just like the figure on. Looks just like the Indian. So this blonde.
It's a blonde-haired white guy, and instead of saying Indians, it says Caucasian.
And then you've got the dollar sign right behind his head. What's that all about, man?
That's instead of a feather.
Right, money-grubbing, rich, white guy.
Yeah. So Jones added, the reason they won't get rid of Chief Wahoo, it's completely indefensible, is because they can still sell stuff with it. They can say they're going to de-emphasize it, but they're not going to set money on fire. If you're quiet about the Indians and now you've got something to say about my shirt, I think it's time for introspection.
Because I don't follow these silly teams. I don't know if it's baseball, football. Who were,
Cleveland Indians is a baseball team.
And what was the team that everyone was in an uproar and they wanted them to change their
names? Washington Redskins. They want them to drop the offensive part, and I agree they should drop Washington from the team name.
I agree.
We'll get back to discussing mascots. But first, we've got Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Bill in Texas. Bill in Texas. There, I guess there's something possibly maybe wrong with our phones here.
Echo.
And, yeah, I just switched over from the ISDN to the access. That's where I got the echo on that access. So I don't know what is going on with the ISBN.
So are the Redskins still the Redskins?
Yes.
And the Indians are still the Indians?
Yes.
Except they're...
And the Chicago Blackhawks are still the Chicago Blackhawks.
But some company, some shirt company who was trying to make some dollars, decided that it would be neat to create a shirt to make fun of the whole situation called the Caucasians.
We don't know that. It could have just been that somebody got a one-off shirt made and gave it to Bomani Jones.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what to think about this because it's a free country. And, you know, do what you do. This guy is an ESPN show host.
Yes.
So I'm thinking it's up to them. It's up to ESPN and this guy. They got to work it out. And ESPN has an image to uphold. And I'm going to say the majority of people who watch ESPN are white people watching a lot of black people play, a lot of black athletes, which has always been a strange twist.
I refuse to drop into this stereotyping that is run amok in our studio
today. I don't
today.
Know what the ethnicity is of people that watch ESPN. I've not delved into the demographics. So, Conan, I think you're speculating.
Let me clarify. I am heavily speculating. The people who are the same people who vote. It's more, you know, more of a certain demographic that vote. Because there's more of them.
All right, so you're saying that the people that vote watch ESPN?
Talking, they're more white people. There are more white people out there. And this is, all right, and I'm not speculating, as far as buying rap albums.
All right.
It's white people that buy those. It's white people that buy those. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So ESPN is going to take that into account. They're going to say, hey, look, who's paying us? Oh, it's a bunch of white people, and you got this guy coming on, and he's making fun of them?
Who's paying ESPN is Mickey Mouse, because ESPN is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Disney Corporation.
Yeah, but...
All of these cable companies and satellite providers carry ESPN because they're carrying ABC and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So
part of the package.
Everybody's going to wind up carrying ESPN, all 27 channels of it, because it's all part of the package.
But ESPN, it is a popular network. A lot of people who are into sports, they live and breathe ESPN every day. I don't know about the other 26 versions of ESPN. But
and I don't know if there's actually 27, but yeah. There is
the Ocho.
ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Classic, ESPN News. ESPN also, I believe, runs the SEC network, the Big Ten network, possibly some tie-in to the Pac-12 network, and then there's a bunch of others that I can't even think of that are all tied in with ESPN.
Is there really an ESPN de Ocho, like in the movie Dodgeball?
No, there is not.
Because I would watch
Not yet, at least.
I would watch, like, ESPN Ninja.
All American Ninja Warrior all the time.
Exactly. I mean, and any other offshoots. I don't know what that program has turned into. I know I had cable for like 2 months, almost a decade ago, and I had first access to Ninja Warrior for like the first time. Like, whoa, this is cool. And then when it turned, like, I guess it turned American Ninja Warrior or something.
They've got American Ninja Warrior.
I never got to see it, but I always got to.
That there's the one chick guy, Casey Catanzaro, who was the first woman to wind up completing the first obstacle course.
Is that one of the characters from The Hunger Games?
No, that's Katniss Everdeen.
Okay.
She was the one in... No, he's talking about the woman in G.I. Jane.
No, the woman that was on American Ninja Warrior. Casey Catanzaro. Dude, Google the video.
I'm not Googling it.
It's amazing.
I'm not Googling
it. I have enough stuff to watch.
That woman, like, she could kick all of our butts at the same time. and then she would not get suspended from the University of Southern California. Because there would not be any butt slapping.
Unless
there would just be butt kicking, and those are two totally different things.
Unless it was her doing the butt slapping, because she's into that kind of thing.
No, she would be kicking our butts because she is just that amazing. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up what's on your mind. We've been discussing school-related stuff, and then Star Trek, and then more school-related stuff, and then offensive T-shirts on ESPN. One of the show hosts, Bomani Jones, wore a T-shirt that said Caucasians on it in the style of the Cleveland Indians baseball team logo. And, well, some people are upset about it. Other people want to know where they can get it. But one thing that Bomani Jones did not have was a bumper sticker that promoted the ideas of liberty. And, well, that's really the way we share ideas now, right, is through bumper stickers. That we've delved into that part of civilization to where we just exchange ideas on bumper stickers. But it's a good way to share the ideas of liberty, because people will look at the back of your car. And, well, go to libertystickers.com, get some of the stickers that they have there, and reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You love to read them. I know I do. Other people do as well. Check out their selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. My favorite is the one that says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined. There's that and so many more at libertystickers.com. Chris, you've got an interesting story about the Family Research Council and Stockholm Syndrome, or something along those lines.
Yeah. So this comes to us from The Blaze. Family Research Council president says businesses who support LGBT causes have Stockholm Syndrome.
Now, what are they defining as LGBT causes?
Well, I think maybe we ought to wait and see if the article reveals a little bit of that for us. Okay. I haven't got past the headline. You're hitting me with those hardball questions already. What do you think this is, a presidential debate? Come on.
Yes.
Following PayPal's decision to cancel plans to bring 400 jobs to North Carolina after the state passed legislation that restricts protections for the LGBT community, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said big business, quote, has been hijacked, unquote, by liberal activists. In fact, he says, he believes the corporate world may be suffering from, quote, Stockholm Syndrome, a psychological phenomenon in which hostages exhibit positive feelings about their captors and in some cases defend them. Now, all of a sudden, he says, the community, the business community, big business, has been hijacked, and I wouldn't necessarily say it's involuntary, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's some of the Stockholm Syndrome, he said.
Google tells me the Family Research Council is an American conservative Christian group and a lobbying organization formed in the United States in 1981 by James Dobson.
You betcha.
And I didn't know that until just now. It is heavily, heavily, heavily Christianized.
Yeah, I knew that it was a Christian organization. That's why I was curious what they were seeing as, you know, supportive of the LGBT agenda.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
It's something other than, you know, just be nice to people and don't use who somebody loves as a reason to discriminate. All of a sudden, you know, like just saying be nice to people is part of the agenda now, I guess.
Well, there's a couple different ways to look at that. Quote, they're certainly being used as puppets, but I don't think they've thought this through yet, Perkins said. Quote, because who's going to come to their defense to help those favorable tax environments? According to the conservative radio host, it is those conservative tax policies that are bringing businesses to areas like North Carolina. Why aren't businesses flocking to California? He asked.
So, because of the tax structure in California?
Yeah, so I think this is interesting because it's the melding of you know, where people on the far right, and I'll go ahead and accuse the Family Research Council of being a further to the right than further to the left organization.
I don't think they would
deny that.
They would agree and proudly.
We're not one of those horrible leftists. What do you take us for?
They're the kind of folks I definitely work with on economic issues because they're very anti-big government. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see... They want to help promote these places like North Carolina.
I would not say that they're anti-big government. I would say they're anti-high taxes.
Okay, unless it involves building walls or bombing brown people.
Right.
Because they're all good about that nonsense.
Well, that's a whole different story.
Or praying the gay away.
Or putting the gay away in prison forever and ever, and we all pay the prison fees.
And here's another thing I'll say, is that I think that a lot of companies do buckle too quickly when they get faced with, you know, they don't want to get stuck in the middle, so they just immediately bail in any situation.
They don't want to get sued. There's money involved. So, yeah, all right, well, crap. Yeah, it's the times. Let's get with it.
And I can respect that position if they've looked at it and they've done their analysis and they said, you know what, if we do stand up on principles and we go in and, you know, we stick it out, then our stock price is going to fall and our stockholders are going to pay for our decision. Mm. You know what I mean? So I don't always fault them for taking an easy way out or just sort of bailing on things like that.
But. Now, I want to say one thing about these weird religious freedom laws that are being passed in various parts of the country. Certain people are basically wanting to be bigots, but they want to hide behind their religion to be a bigot. There's nothing in the Bible anywhere, trust me, that says thou shalt not serve a chicken sandwich to a gay man. It's not in there. So if you want to refuse to sell somebody a chicken sandwich because he's gay, you're a bigot. Don't hide behind Jesus.
Right, but do I have an obligation to sell to whoever wants to buy from me?
You don't have an obligation.
No, I don't.
But... don't hide behind religion to be a bigot. Just be a bigot. The law should allow people to be bigots.
What if... yes.
But I think this goes for all religions, and that includes like the religion of science and the religion of liberalism. But I mean...
no, you shouldn't have to hide behind religion. If you want to be a bigot, just say, I'm a bigot I don't want to serve people.
Here's a prime example. The whole curse of Ham... one of Noah's sons. Ham was cursed because he saw his old man.
It was actually Canaan that was cursed, but everybody says Ham.
He had three sons.
And one, one that Canaan saw him naked. Was his grandson. Canaan's the one that saw him naked.
I'm not talking about the grandson. I'm talking about the son, Ham.
Let's just skip to the point this happened to.
People get confused. You'll call it part of the Mandela effect, but people are idiots, and they say it's the curse of Ham, but it's actually supposed to be the curse of Canaan.
That's the whole... I'm not talking... everyone was cursed. Everyone was... I'm not talking about Canaan's curse. I'm talking about Noah's son, Ham. Later on, in this country... a lot of the slavers, a lot of the people who supported slavery, used that excuse. They said, look, these are the descendants of Ham. They were cursed by God. Slavery's cool.
It wasn't all the descendants of Ham
they were
that
using,
were cursed.
They were using a religion as an excuse to keep slavery good to go.
Back to your corners.
They're bigots, and they just want to be bigots, and they're hiding behind Jesus, and I'm saying don't hide your bigotry behind Jesus.
Not talking about Canaan.
855 450 furry.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump back into the discussion here momentarily, but
We found some things out.
I think you owe somebody an apology.
No, you said Mandela effect, and all I'm saying is I heard it different. I heard it different when I was a little kitty kid. All right, so yeah, the whole curse of Ham never actually happened. The curse of Canaan happened for some reason, even though it's the dad who either saw his dad naked or... knew his dad. It depends on, you know, however...
Biblically,
yes. Very interesting that the son and not all the other children... How many other kids were there in the Ham family?
Ham had four children. Cush, Mizraim, Phut, that's P-H-U-T, and Canaan.
And for some reason, Noah... said in Genesis 9:25, and he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And this is from Noah, not from God.
Right.
And of course, the individuals in this country who were trying to hold on to slavery and defend it used that that quote, that Bible verse, to defend their own belittling of another human being.
Yes.
because they said, no, it's what God said, even though it's actually what,
right.
what
so
a man said.
They're misinterpreting things to further a bigotry that existed, and basically they're hiding behind religion
yes.
to be bigots. And we've got Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Every time they come up about people being punished, I always think about the poor Indian. The poor Indian, you know, helped the American settlers survive, and yet they put them on reservations. And on reservations, they really still have no rights. And, you know, it's been 100-something years, and you still wonder why nothing has changed on the Indian reservations to where they can even own their property. The government still controls the property and allows them to live there.
Well, they're not paying taxes, though.
Right, but they are getting some kind, a lot of them are on various forms of welfare that the government has basically forced them on.
Right.
So the government in this sort of area is acting as someone who has broken their leg and handed them a crutch and said, aren't you glad we were here to give you a crutch?
Right.
And without us, you would just have a broken leg.
And this takes me back to the original Star Trek conversation where what happens when you provide everything for a people? Whether they, it doesn't matter what
right.
race, it doesn't matter what
their
color.
Motivation.
You remove their, yeah, exactly. And you get what you get.
I think you guys have it all completely backwards. It isn't that the Indians are on the reservation and we haven't figured out how to do something better for them. The government is trying to figure out how to get the other 99.9% of the country into a reservation.
Yes.
That's where it's going.
You got a good point right there. You may be exactly right.
I'm afraid I am.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back, man. And, you know, I don't know how many Indians were actually helping the white settlers out. I think a lot of them were peeved, and they wanted, they didn't know what the hell was going on. It's like, who are these knuckleheads coming in and killing all the food supply and talking about ownership, owning property and whatnot? I don't think a lot of them were actually helping out. I think there's a lot of scalping going on.
I think if anybody's interested in reading a good book, Tom Woods, the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. He's really good. He talks about the American Indians throughout our history, and a lot of it was very beneficial to them. You know, we make jokes about selling, buying Manhattan Island for a bunch of beads and things like that, but there was a lot of trade that occurred, and one thing that the Indians had lots of, what they were amazed that the white man would offer them anything for quote-unquote land,
yeah,
because land held no value, it just sort of was.
Until they realized that, no, that meant
yeah.
We can't come back on that land ever again because it doesn't belong to us. Or
right, but to characterize,
right,
like every
they
trade...
Didn't have, they did not have the same concept of land ownership that the Western, the Europeans had.
Right.
But even after they did, and after many, many of these things, I mean, they were content with the trades that they did made. It wasn't all horrible.
Yeah, and all the tribes. There were a lot of tribes who were actually trying to work together. And like I'm not saying there was scalping going on. There was a lot of nonsense that was taking place. But there were a lot of good tribes out there who were actually trying to work together and say, hey, look, we see how powerful you are, and we see how many beads or blankets or items that you have, cast iron to trade with. These are good people to trade with. They
right.
weren't trying to burn those bridges down.
Yeah, but it gets to the point where if you get too much government, you get too much boot on your head, you're gonna be Chief Joseph of the next
first. And I'm thinking the Arcadians.
Yeah.
A good example of a people who wanted to be left alone and said, hey, look, you don't own us. We're not paying your tax. We're going to just do our thing over here. And, of course, that usually those communities are very small and they're spread out and they're very easily. And this is a good argument against anarchism, the Arcadians, people who just wanted to be left alone. And big daddy government, whatever, was moving into the territory, say, hey, no, man, you've got to pay your dues.
I think you were talking about the Bundys there for a minute.
Are you going to get shipped to Louisiana? And,
yeah.
that's exactly what happened. A sad, sad tale.
Joe, any final thoughts?
That'd be all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
So let's jump back into the story that started this entire conversation. And that would be the Family Research Council saying that people that aren't bigots because Jesus are victims of Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, well, there's not much more to the article, and there's just audio and video of what he talked about. But I think it is that question of, in some cases, I do think that it's a bit of government overreach to come down with these, you know, very firm laws to protect whoever they wish to be protected. Or they wish to protect the dwarf wedge mussel or the spotted owl or whatever it happens to be, because it doesn't really do any good, but it's a feel-good sort of measure, or they have some other motive behind it.
And then we covered something fairly extensively a while back about the Indiana Religious Freedom Restoration, to where they said that anybody can do whatever that's part of their religion unless there's a compelling government interest.
Right.
And I know well enough, because I pay attention to what governments do, that they will always be compelled to control people because they're the government. And it's in their interest to control people. So that's the compelling government interest, is they want to control you.
Right.
They don't need anything that a normal person would interpret to be a compelling government interest. They just have to convince the judge that they are compelled by being a government to control people, and therefore that's in their interest. And then the judge says, oh, yeah, compelling government interest. It's why in New Hampshire we've got horrible ballot access laws, because the 9,000-year-old Secretary of State has been able to consistently convince judges that there's a compelling government interest to only have Republicans and Democrats on the ballot.
Well, we'd spend too much on ink. Isn't that the one of the arguments?
That was one of the arguments. We would have to turn the ballot sideways. It would be 5 feet long, and we'd spend more money on ink.
Yes. The horror.
Okay, here's an idea. Get rid of the party column ballot. Go to the office grouping ballot. Then you don't have to turn it sideways and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing. I mean, does government have a role? And are businesses just rolling over? Are they suffering from Stockholm Syndrome because they wish to minimize the pain that comes as the result of any legislation, and why governments feel they need to legislate on religion or LGBT rights or anything else is beyond me.
I don't know if Stockholm Syndrome in this case is the right word. I haven't decided what word they have needed to use in this case, but it's not Stockholm Syndrome.
What are your thoughts? Bigots because Jesus? Or not? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Family Research Council says that businesses in North Carolina that are quote-unquote supporting LGBT causes have fallen victims to Stockholm Syndrome. Your thoughts are welcome on that or anything else. 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we go back to the phones. We've got Phil calling in from Maine. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just have a couple comments. Just basically, any Christian who supports homosexuality is not a Christian. Number two, Christians have a duty to oppose homosexuality. It's in the Bible. You know, in this country.
So, hold on. Let me ask you a question. And by refusing to sell someone a chicken sandwich that is opposing homosexuality?
I would say that. Not a chicken sandwich, no.
But okay, so refusing to bake a cake for a gay person, that's opposing their homosexuality?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on. Now I'm confused. So you can sell them a chicken sandwich, but you can't bake them a cake.
I can. I can sell them a chicken sandwich. Baking a cake, you're validating their marriage in a way.
I didn't say anything about a marriage. I said, can you bake them a cake?
But if you're selling them a fish sandwich that's going to keep them alive, you're validating their.
Exactly.
They're being able to live.
It's a human being. Homosexuality is not something that you're born with, number one. That's never been proven.
I would say there are enough animals out there who are doing it that that's a bunch of crap.
So hold on, Bill. Let me ask you a question. Where in the Bible does it say do not do commerce with someone that commits a sin?
It says in the Bible you do not do things You don't, do not lay, a woman does not lay with a woman, a man does not lay with a man. It says all those kind of things in there. You can start.
Right, but it says nothing about do not sell food to someone that has committed a sin.
And by the way, we're also talking about Old Testament, because I remember this other guy who was like, you need to love your neighbor.
Well, here's where I'm going to jump in on the caller's side, because I don't think it's anybody's right to tell anybody how they're going to live their lives, whether they're going to support a particular lifestyle, or whether they're going to sell them a fish sandwich, a cake, or a brand new car. It just doesn't matter. It's nobody's business if that guy
You're
wants
right.
to
it's
do it.
It's nobody's business, but don't hide behind your religion to be a bigot.
No, he has every single right to hide behind his religion to be a bigot, if he chooses to. That's freedom.
Well, it's not hiding behind your religion. You're
misinterpreting things that are in the Bible to promote your bigotry.
Well, no, you may look at it. You may look at it.
Conscience. You have to follow your moral conscience.
I don't disagree with you.
I think this particular case creates bigotry. I don't think it's hiding behind it. This is a verse that needs to be...
Yes, and three verses later, it talks about tattoos being evil. And several verses after that, it says, don't plant multiple crops in the same field. And several verses...
I think he does. He already corrected me on the ham can
of
Canaan thing.
If you knew what sort of studies that I've taken, I've got a pastoral studies degree. I've got a religious studies degree. I've read the Bible 10 times. Thank you, Phil.
Oh, man.
Don't correct me on what I know.
Wow.
I thought that
I
was
wanted to talk.
I know, right.
I was hoping I could have like a rational conversation with him.
You can't have a rational conversation with somebody that...
I may be able to. You may not.
I don't think you can, because when I was mentioning the other things in the book of Leviticus that he just chooses to ignore, he was saying that I was lying and that I don't know anything about the Bible. So you can't have a rational conversation with somebody like that.
I think what you can have is a respectful conversation with people. And that's where I was hoping to go. And I wanted to understand, you know, to me, there's two separate issues. To me, it's a liberty question. Cut and dried, pure and simple. Do you have the right to like or dislike other people? Yes.
Yes, but you don't have a right to force your religion onto other people.
I don't think that was on the table. We weren't talking about that.
Right.
No, there are people that are trying to do that to
where
they
are
saying, it's my religion to X, so therefore I will not do commerce with somebody that Y.
So
let's go back to the phones. We've got Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, this is a lively discussion tonight. Thanks for taking my call. I just was listening and I heard you talking about the sons of Noah. It was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Well, that's one issue. But no, unless I'm mistaken, you're talking about basically Chick-fil-A's their lack of support for homosexuals. Is that what I'm hearing? Besides
Original story came from the Family Research Council saying that big businesses have Stockholm syndrome for bowing to laws that place protections on the LGBT community.
They do. I mean, that really is true, because if someone keeps walking past your house every day and says, your grass is too tall, and you know, you just mowed it yesterday or the day before or something, and you say, I want to let it grow 3 more inches, and somebody keeps walking by and saying, your grass is too tall, and then everybody in the neighborhood starts saying, your grass is too tall, and then you finally cave in, that's essentially what's happening. There's so many people that are just shoving their views in somebody else's face. They call go on.
These are companies who are actually selling a product, and they need to make everyone happy. And so if they have to buckle under and change their rules because one community, which is not a huge community, but it's not a small community either, if they have to buckle under and change the rules a little bit, that's in their best interest. You don't have to buckle under and cut your grass if you don't want to.
Well, okay, I understand what you're saying about that, but at the same time, now buckling under and doing something that somebody else is telling you to do, that's essentially the idea behind unions running businesses from the outside.
I think the term that he uses, being held, I don't like the Stockholm syndrome metaphor, but being held hostage, I think, is closer to what is actually taking place. But who's to say some of these, one of these CEOs at one of this company isn't a member of the LGBT community, and he actually is more interested in having changes being made. And it isn't really talk about the changes that we're talking about, like third bathrooms or something.
Right, but then also at the same time, I mean, you're talking, if there's somebody who's, okay, quote, in the closet, unquote, in one of those companies and is in the upper hierarchy, in the hierarchy of the company, and is saying, I don't want to support them outright, I want to support them undercover, but you can't do that in a corporate structure because then, you know, it would come out no matter what. If the CEO of the company is a homosexual, okay, that's the term, the real term.
What difference does it make?
I think this is all old news. I think this is 2016, and you know, we got women CEOs, we got gays in the community.
There's probably CEOs that wear clothes that have mixed fabrics, and that's also against Levitical law. Jeez. So, you know, the whole thing of where people, you know, are using religion to only go after homosexuality, but then ignoring everything else, the other 612 laws in the book of Leviticus.
And that's what I wanted.
They're being complete a-holes and hiding behind religion.
Is what I wanted to ask the last guy was, you know, how does he feel about picking and choosing what you believe is...
When I mentioned tattoos, he told me I don't understand the Bible.
So, well, Colin.
No, sorry. I was going to say, when you said tattoos just now, Mark, you were talking about, I mean, basically the Bible does say something about marking your body permanently. You're not supposed to do that.
A couple of verses after the don't lie with a man the way you lie with a woman.
Well, but there's also the other thing that says, I mean, the Bible, basically the whole book of the whole Bible, I mean, and the people who follow the Quran say the same thing about the Quran, but the Bible is a guidebook for life. Okay, it also tells us, I mean, the Quran, I say that the Quran, I was reading things about what the Quran says, and it says, essentially, there are a lot of things in that that are not a distillation, but maybe a related sort of a text to what the Bible says. Now, but also, okay, the Quranic law and the biblical law both say, don't walk in the ways of the unrighteous. Don't do. So if you're the CEO of a company and you're saying, I'm going to bow down to what these lobbyists are telling me to do, you are going to say, I'm walking in the ways of the unrighteous. If you're a Christian, if you're a person who believes, if you have a principled belief in a religion of one set belief system.
Tim, thanks for the call. It also says, love your neighbor.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.